As Father Wraith parked his car and walked across the lawn, the maid waited on the front veranda, her freckled face wreathed in smiles.
"Good morning, Minnie," he said.
"Oh, Father, happy it is to see you this fine dear morning," she said, in her strong brogue, one hand holding the door wide and the other outstretched to receive his battered unclerical hat.
Inside the dim hall, with its marble tiles and great brass-railed staircase, he paused until Minnie gave him a nod before entering the drawing-room. Mary Carson was sitting in her wing chair by an open window which extended 15 feet from floor to ceiling, apparently indifferent to the cold air flooding in. Her shock of red hair was almost as bright as it had been in her youth, though the coarse freckled skin had picked up additional splotches from age. For a woman of 65, she had few wrinkles, rather a fine network of tiny diamond-shaped cushions, like a quilted bedspread. The only clues to her intractable nature lay in the two deep fissures which ran one on either side of her Roman nose, to end pulling down the corners of her mouth, and in the stony look of the pale blue eyes. Father Wraith crossed the Aubusson carpet silently and kissed her hands. The gesture sat well on a man as tall and graceful as he was, especially since he wore a plain black soutane, which gave him something of a courtly air. Her expressionless eyes suddenly coy and sparkling, Mary Carson almost simpered.
"Will you have tea, Father?" she asked.
"It depends on whether you wish to hear Mass," he said, sitting down in the chair facing hers and crossing his legs, the soutane riding up sufficiently to show that under it he wore breeches and knee-high boots, a concession to the locale of his parish. "I've brought you communion, but if you'd like to hear Mass, I can be ready to say it in a very few minutes. I don't mind continuing my fast a little longer."
"You're too good to me, Father," she said smugly,
knowing perfectly well that he, along with everybody else, did homage not to her, but to her money.
"Please have tea," she went on. "I'm quite happy with communion."
He kept his resentment from showing in his face. This parish had been excellent for his self-control. If once he was offered the chance to rise out of the obscurity his temper had landed him in,